That's not how I see it. I think unless one believes that there is historical inevitability, I don't think victory is assured. And I think what we need to understand very clearly is, on one side, we have the face of the revolution, which is Aung San Suu Kyi. And on the other side, we have the institutions of repression and oppression. And there is an extreme power asymmetry. And you cannot have a social movement without the people actively supporting her. And people love her, but they will not die for her, nor will they die for freedom.
But the point being, I mean, there you have an example of the attitude that prevails in the West, generally speaking. All of those people who are incredibly passionate about Burma believe that isolation is the key. And you've said that the West has not failed Aung San Suu Kyi, but it certainly seems to have failed the Burmese people. When you say that, what do you mean?
I think the West has a wrong policy, and this is the policy that our coalition and other citizens around the world worked to get these policy for at least 10 years. But I think the problem is the West is basing its policies on what Timothy Garton-Ash called like the roof of democracy, which is the elections. But there are institutions, civic institutions, economic institutions that should serve and that do serve as the foundation of democracy. And by isolating the country, and what we're doing is we are fencing the country of Burma and the people of Burma doubly. And the people there, they are fenced in by the internal authoritarianism and poverty. And now, like, you've got the external West-imposed sanctions, which serves as the external fence. And you cannot build a society to become open in isolation or through isolation.
Why hasn't Western support in any way strengthened Aung San Suu Kyi's hand? Is it that other powers are rushing to fill the gap created by Western countries?
Yes, absolutely. We worked as activists to get corporations out of the country. And if Total left Burma today, the Chinese and the Malaysians and South Korean would be too happy to move in. So it cannot work. And I think here's a paradox. The more the West pours its support for Aung San Suu Kyi and holds her up and puts her on the pedestal, the more the generals are convinced that she is a stoogie of the Western, what they consider neocolonialist. And then so they are determined not to strike any deal with it.
So essentially you're saying things have reached a stalemate, and as an activist you've helped things to become that way. For someone who wants to see Burma democratize, how do you go forward as an activist? What do you want the rest of the world to do?
I think that we should lift the sanctions. At this point, the National League for Democracy and Aung San Suu Kyi herself, they do not have a clear-cut policy on sanctions, and they would leave it up to individual governments in the West to determine whether sanctions are going to help or not. So therefore, we cannot cite NLD or Aung San Suu Kyi saying that they asked for sanctions.
But how would lifting sanctions actually help? If you have a, by all accounts, corrupt military government in power, won't opening up the country just strengthen and legitimize their hand?
I think here's a catch-22. Unless we create greater interactions between my country and the world, you cannot create social or civic space. Mind you, people are not idealistic, and they have families to feed, and they need jobs, and they need schools, they need clinics. And by depriving people the right to livelihood, we are actually preventing foundational institutions from emerging.
Archbishop Tutu, I would imagine, would argue that, look, it worked in South Africa. What would you say to him if you could?
I would say that Bishop Tutu should look at the map of Burma, and we are condemned in a way by our own geography. You know, we are sandwiched between two fastest-growing economies in the world, India and China. They both view Burma as a very strategic piece in their national strategy. We cannot have an effective isolation policy because two most populous nations are engaging with the country.